know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
My nephew, Gavin Newsom.
Together, they're Stiney and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Yes, sir. It's a payday Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Speak on it, baby! Speak on it!
Yeah! You know what happens on a payday Friday? Actually, you don't know what's going to happen on a payday Friday.
Let's get nuts!
Yeah, maybe.
Well, you know your boy's juicing. My pocket's got the mumps because I bought something. It was wrong. And went and bought it again. Evan, I can help you till Monday, baby.
Don't talk about that.
That just hit me. I was wondering where you were, and I thought one thing, and it was another.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What's up, baby?
Nothing. A lot's up, actually. We got Marcy Weiser coming in at about 10:15.
I can't wait.
And we got a little surprise for you today, Gil.
Now, when you say that, just kind of let it breathe, because when you build stuff up, then when it actually happens, if it's not Steph Curry or something like that, you're disappointed. That's the story of my life. Nobody wants to be disappointed.
Well, don't get your hopes up too much, but I'm hoping for it to be a feel-good day for you.
All right.
That's for sure. I was just thinking about this today. Guru, well, you know what? I'm going to start with the thing that intrigued me most.
Okay.
Because we've been talking about this. How do I want to do this? All right, I'll do it this way. I'll pat myself on the back. Should I get a victory lap?
I
should get a victory lap.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why I should get a victory lap. All week we've kind of been talking about motivates these athletes. How important is winning and all that kind of stuff. And I just feel like my whole week and all my takes, Goo, were just punctuated yesterday. When my main man,
I'm trying to think of one.
When my main man, Damian Lillard, goes back to Portland,
how would you get a victory lap,
baby?
Yeah, I do like that for Dan.
What do you mean? No. You're not. You can't do that today. This is the day when you say, "I guess he doesn't care about winning a title."
I'm gonna let you do your version of why you think this constitutes a victory lap for you. What I told you was I was shocked because I assumed Dame was gonna try to come here, come to the Lakers, or chase a ring, and he went back home. So Dame stood on business when he said he don't want to get a ring like that. So I'm shocked. We were in the boss's office. That news broke, and Dame stood on business, Donnie.
Let me tell you something. You gotta get something through your head. Ring chasing and the Golden State Warriors are no longer synonymous.
You don't know. You know what?
Please.
I've been feeling good about the Warriors.
Nobody's coming here to ring chase.
Please.
Exactly. You got to love it. Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go
to
a city that I'm most comfortable in.
Well, that's his home.
I'm going to go to the city I love. I'm going to go to the city that loves me.
Well, how many suitors were there for him?
A lot.
Do wonder that.
Oh, a lot.
Well, it says who?
Shams. Shams had it. Way to go, Damian Lillard.
I am happy for
him. Mr. Priority.
That's a feel-good story. Because let me tell you, he ain't winning one in Portland anytime soon.
See, this goo is where you...
Chauncey Billups should have been axed.
I think there's a chance Portland's better than the Warriors this year.
Perhaps.
Now you're laughing.
I'm not laughing.
Portland ain't. Hey,
Channing Frye sound.
What did he say? He's bitter these days, though.
No, what does he have to be bitter about?
His hairline.
No.
I don't. You know what? I take that. Who am I to say? Talk about hairlines. I'm sorry.
You can, because you're.
Yeah, I just got a haircut. A little line up.
You know what?
Evan, reunion tomorrow. Evan might pull up.
You know what? So is it supposed to be like a little bit slanted?
No, it's not. That's how my hair lays, Donnie. That's how my hair lays, man.
I can't do this today.
I'm waiting on Marcy. Threesome.
Guru, that careful. Is... Guru, come on, man. Like that...
I mean, how old are we?
Exactly.
Threesome, there's three mics and there's three of us. Grow up. It's like the Porky's movie back in the day. Grow up. Can we just be adults? There's three of us and three mics. And we used to have a three-man show twice. Do you know where the longest running show
failed.
Is? Not one of them failed. You and I went to BS&G, went to Vegas. And Dibs, we did it from remote.
Goo, we're the equivalent of coach killers. They should call us the Black Widows because when somebody tries to be the third here, they will just not survive.
But you're omitting so much. They
Kevin
took
Durant.
Dibs because we were opening up a new show and he went with Willard. He wasn't ran out of here. We made beautiful music.
You know, is Dibs in today?
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
Him and Grandy.
But what's Willard's bugging not. You?
Yeah, Willard he's married. You know what he's doing?
That's right, he is.
Yeah.
Congrats to Mark Willard, if he's out there. And
you don't got a gift here, Mark.
Listen.
I tried to get you one.
We're gonna have a lot of fun today talking about a lot of stuff. By the way, here's where I'm a little different than you. And we're going to get to sports.
We'll see.
So... you know what I'm talking about when I just have to say one word, two words.
All right.
Coldplay and Jumbotron. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
We all do. It's a phenom right now.
Is there anybody out there like me that is not amused?
I'm not either.
Like I, you know, that
there's some HIPAA laws involved. Evan,
I'm thinking of that dude's drive home.
Dude. I mean, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Hey,
right?
Hey,
right?
Hey. No.
But for him to write a letter to the world.
He blamed the band.
Honestly, I kind of respect it.
I mean.
That movie made me rob that bank. Oh, man, you can't do that. That was out of bounds.
Boy, if they could get that moment back, how would you have played it?
I would have just hefty bag so I could pack my stuff. There's no play. You're done. That swallow the canary look they both had. Now, had they just pimped it like, hey, we're the work function.
Well,
but it was like, get off me.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it.
Like an episode of Scared and Afraid. The dude hit the deck so fast.
Like he should have, looking back on it.
Yes.
He should have noticed himself. And then, looked away and pretended somebody was saying, hey, look up on the screen, but he didn't really know what was...
That was worse than, hey, it's Tiger.
Right.
She knows it's you.
She's the HR leader.
No, all right. She was.
So there was a Coldplay concert in Boston, I think, and the video camera, the kiss cam, whatever they do. You know how they do it. They put this couple up on... up on the Jumbotron, and they were having an affair. It wasn't the wife.
Well, you don't know that.
Well.
They told us that.
Yeah, they were friendly.
Yeah, actions speak louder than words.
And then.
Oh, boy.
And now, this guy's a bigwig CEO, and she's in HR. Was.
Yeah, exactly. That's a man.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Dude, you had a provocative question. You would have
I always do. Yeah. Which one?
About what I'm happy and nervous about.
Okay. We'll talk about that on the other side. I got a bunch of stuff I want to get into today. Let's see. There you go. Matt, absolutely 100% a victory lap. You know what? When I first heard the news break on
Did you say?
My first thought was Steiny told us.
Told us
it
what?
It doesn't matter. That's what he believes.
Oh, yeah. See,
just let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go.
What? I will.
No, I didn't. No victory lap. I don't deserve one. You know what I'm not doing today, though? Let me tell you what I'm not doing. Because I've been doing this the week. You probably don't even know it because I'm good at what I do. I'm not letting the small stuff bother me today.
That's where I'm at. I don't know if you noticed. I've been doing it all week.
I'm just not you got some issues here, issues there. Hey, man.
I do
I'm here doing a show for 4 hours, and then I'm going to do my thing after, And then
I do have something to bother you, though. I'll say it on the other side.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right. Coming up next, we'll get into some sports. We're going to bring in Marcy Weiser from Live 105 like we do on Fridays. And don't forget, it's our final day of the All-Star Week prize blowout. The last prize in our show will be at 12:30 today, and it's a Warriors prize pack that includes a hat, T-shirts, a bobblehead, and a collectible pin. All you got to do is listen at 12:30, and we will tell you how to win on 95.7 The Game. Can we get to the bottom of the wives?
I was going to pull out the little thing, and I can't remember what it is.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Marcy Weiser, Live 105, will be in here in a couple minutes when she gets around to it. I'll tell you what, I'm listening to this podcast, and there's a guy on there that's saying unbelievably provocative things.
Who is it?
It's Evan Giddings.
Uh-oh.
He's using words like malpractice as it relates to Kuminga and as it relates to the Warriors. On the Locked On Warriors podcast, Evan was a guest. And
there's our girl.
You think I'm talking about the Warriors in a certain way. We'll get back to Evan in a second.
Yeah. Good job, E.
We'll bring in Marcy Weiser. It's been a three-week hiatus for her.
It has been for us.
Turn the mic on. Let's get nuts.
Is that better?
That is better.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good, Guru. How are you?
I'm all right. I need to apologize for yesterday. I was a little loud, and Steiny told me he got a complaint from one of the neighbors.
It wasn't a complaint. It was just an observation.
You know what? I'm not going to get that loud moving forward just because I know you're there now.
You can get as loud as you want.
Ah, there we go.
That's energy. She's pure passion.
Yeah, she's usually out of here 10:30, 11:00, so you can.
I hear you're going on vacation.
No. Settle.
This is Marcy and I.
I know, but I want to do something first.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Because Marcy is going to be the reason we're doing something today.
Oh.
So, in case you don't know, it's been Appreciation Week here at Odyssey. And
we have an appreciation wall.
That's right. So, we have an appreciation wall where everybody compiled who they're appreciative of here at Odyssey. We've got a lot of employees, and man, I got to believe there's 185 appreciations up there. And I started reading it, and I want to personally thank Marcy. She appreciated me for going over to do the Live 105, hits every morning. And we looked high and low, and we could not find anybody who appreciated you.
And I appreciate you. I want you to know. You need to pop over.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Exactly.
Steiny, you won't get jealous if I go
not
over.
At all.
Okay. All right. I got not a license. I'm taking you up on that. I'm coming over.
Absolutely. So the one thing we'd like to do today is because we do think it's unfair. Yeah. I mean, it's a joke that you're not up on that wall. So we want to have a Guru Appreciation Day today.
No.
Among the staff our listeners.
It's like the spouse that says, where are my flowers? And then I go get it. It's manufactured.
It's not
the same. Marcy,
you're not one of them, are you? I'm not one of those.
Here they are.
Not manufactured.
It is.
The listeners are just finding this out, and they're going to be a big part of it. We'd like our listeners to call in and tell us what they appreciate about
you. I'm not a basket case, Marcy.
They'll only call if they really genuinely appreciate you.
I got you.
Exactly.
And I appreciate them and you. Steiny sometimes.
The one thing I will say is if we're going to have to eliminate the, I appreciate you for, being able to put up with Steinmetz.
Yeah. That's part of my job.
But let's not focus on that part.
Hey, Steiny.
Yeah.
Did you see my name on the wall anywhere?
I wasn't looking for your name. I was looking for me partner. You didn't make it either?
I don't know.
I haven't seen your name up there.
Does your pin work?
You could have said something, Steiny.
She invited you on her show.
Well,
how about
I kind of invited myself.
I'm hating. But how about a thanks?
I forgot.
There it is.
I think the bigger story is I may be in a studio with two of the most selfish people at our station. Because nobody appreciates you because you don't do anything.
Wow.
I mean,
I'm positive, Marcy. Like, it's natural.
Do you want to just walk out of here with me right now?
Let's go.
All right.
Yeah, get some coffee. Get away from this guy.
So you only have to say two words now, and everybody knows what you're talking about: Coldplay and Jumbotron.
That's it.
Did you talk about that today?
Andy, yeah. Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
You know, I noticed on social a lot of people are sharing the fake response from the CEO guy.
Oh.
It's not even, I don't even think he's responded yet.
Oh, so that wasn't him who said he blamed Coldplay?
No. Unless there's an update that I've missed, as of, you know, when I looked last this morning, no, it was fake.
But that didn't make sense. He couldn't have gotten to where he was at in corporate playing that card, which I was like, the nerve.
Well, he apologized and he said he's...
But now we got duped. It happens.
His privacy.
On social media.
Fake. Fake.
Yeah. Yeah, fake, Steiny. Maybe you got duped.
Yeah, the video wasn't fake.
But it was on social. It must be true.
Exactly. Exactly. So you're going to London.
Yeah.
Wow.
Was that a drop? That was a...
Yeah.
That means, that's a drop. And by the way, you're a walking drop, essentially.
I am.
Yeah, you had three drops in one appearance about a month ago.
That's pretty bad.
So you're going to see Oasis at Wembley Stadium.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you ever heard of Oasis?
No, I haven't.
Tell him.
Fill me in.
Wonderwall. Champagne Supernova.
I like that.
those are the big ones that you would know.
Okay. I'm not being nosy because I'm nosy by nature. Who are you going with?
By nature, did you say?
Yeah, well, Steiny, thank you for it. He told us she had to give him the 411 on Naughty by Nature. OPP.
He didn't know what OPP meant.
Get in the game, Steiny. But I'll tell you this,
so
Marcy.
Crude.
Who are you going with, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm meeting a friend over there.
All
and
right.
she's been over there all month. So I'm very jealous because she's been, you know, traveling all over the place. Scotland, Ireland, all over the UK.
Now, the reason I asked that, layout, Sonny, is when I was single, I went to Dallas.
Yeah.
And I fell in love.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you never know when you get off the plane. I was going for other things, family.
You fell in love with OPP?
I fell in love with Dallas? With the person.
Oh, okay.
And it was something I always remember because I didn't expect it. So you're going to London.
Yes.
To go do what you're doing.
Yeah.
But can I ask, have you ever went to another city and been like, and met somebody and been like, oh, I got a long distance relationship?
No.
Careful.
However, I mean, I have moved around a lot.
Okay.
So, you know,
wiggling.
I mean,
you meet
a lot of people when
you know,
but I'm very excited. I hear great things about London. This will be my first time.
Wow, romantic.
First for both. First for London, first for Oasis Live.
That's nice. Guru, listen to this.
Yeah.
You know, you think Marcy and I are tight. Listen, hey, so my daughter's over there, you know, she lives over there, and you got a ticket for her for the concert?
Well, you can't, here's the thing.
See?
I get a text from Steiny yesterday, you got a ticket to the sold out Oasis show at the stadium, Wembley Stadium. I'm like, you know, maybe a month heads
up. You realize
up.
It seats about 140,000.
I do, yeah. Okay. No, it's not. It's more like 90. But then, of course, you know, they're going to open up the field. And
so your daughter would love to, she's into this group?
I'm sure she'd love to go.
Okay.
But,
well, you said you were going to give...
You're signing mints. Make something happen.
I don't have clout.
Yeah.
I don't have any clout.
Are we going to sit down and have some coffee? Do I get to say hi to your daughter?
No, just get her a ticket.
See?
Of course she can meet my daughter.
Who's the selfish one now?
Oh, that would be me.
All right. We got to get back real quick for me.
Oh.
Because we got a young lady in here. Dude, let's just go to the couple that got caught basically cheating. Put the rat on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. You're that guy's spouse. He comes home. What are you doing?
You're throwing dishes. You are throwing all kinds of dishes.
On the back's pack?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's not only is that hurtful, but that is your pride, your egg in your face. I mean, yeah, no, that's pretty bad. And you know, here's the thing. If they would have just kept it under control,
dude,
their expressions gave it away. That they would have been on the Jumbotron, they would have kept their cool,
right.
It would have panned away and over.
Two more seconds of let's do it, and they messed it up.
That would not have been this crazy viral rage right now.
This is incredible.
They should have pretended they didn't know they were on and just looked elsewhere. And
right.
And we were role playing, right?
Yeah. Well, Guru Appreciation Day isn't off to a great start.
Oh, what do we got? I love the hate mail.
You do?
Yeah,
why do?
Because I don't take
you don't get hate mail.
Well, I got mentions on Twitter and socials, but it lets me know I'm strong as an individual of who I am, because when I get love, I don't let it go to my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then I take the good with the bad, but I got a balance to it.
That's good.
Little Richard said, you get worried when they stop talking about you. So the good and the bad. The bad's like good, Marcy.
I totally understand what you're saying.
It means time to write.
You're making a difference.
Yeah.
Guru. That's
this is my girl, Steiny.
Chris A. This is better than talking about Kuminga.
Ooh.
What do you think about Kuminga?
What's going on with Kuminga? I don't think he's not.
Go ahead, Gil.
He's kind of just out there in the wind.
Yeah. They're in a standstill. It's boring, and I want him back. A lot of people just want him to start at a new locale, but Marcy, he's talented. I feel like he hasn't been afforded the greatest of opportunities, but it's just funny how fans choose and pick who they want to love or hate, and a lot of people want to run him out of town. I'm rooting for him because the team needs him. How about that?
Well, what's going to happen? Where is he going to end up?
Steiny knows the owner.
That's a good question. I don't know. We got to gotta let it play out, Marcy. We don't
have to breathe. Let it breathe.
Exactly. It's gonna be a while, Goo.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a while.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow it is. I'm gonna spend the day with my girls.
Okay.
Before I take off, I'm leaving for London on Sunday. So
I was gonna invite you to the Union City reunion we have once a year. It's been going on 16 years.
Yeah.
But you're busy with your girls, so you're being a good mom.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I try.
And I asked Steiny, and you're doing what?
Nothing. What time is it?
Two.
I'm out.
Maybe. Where?
In Union City.
Is he Norms
doing this because you're in here? The other day, they're like, I ain't coming. I got nothing to do.
Wait, is this Norms again?
Norms going to ride on this. You know, the older people have the cycles where you can ride. He's going to pull up on this.
So it's at your dad's house?
No, it's at Alvarado Park.
Like a public park?
Yeah. It'll be safe.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. You're out because of the park?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
If you never leave the house, bad things can't happen.
That's right.
No, that is.
That's right.
Wow. I like that.
So you have to get out of here at 10:30?
No, I've still got plenty of work over there. So.
All right. Well, so this is the last time I'm going to see you before you leave.
Guru. Yeah.
Well, have a safe trip.
Yeah, thank you.
Travel safe.
You. Thank you. Miss you guys too.
So Friday, you'll be out.
I'll be out.
Darn it. Now, have you pulled the ratings for when he comes in yet to see if anything's gone up?
I've not done the little microscopic,
I was just curious.
Pick apart yet, so, yeah.
Well, compare it to when I go in, because I'm going to pull up on her.
All right, when are you leaving today?
Competition.
I'll say goodbye.
Another 45 minutes, probably.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
What a great voice.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Aw, Guru, thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Guru.
That's one of the reasons we appreciate
it. Guru, I appreciate
you. Nobody appreciated me. The walls tells the truth. But thank you, young lady.
No, I do. I appreciate it.
Have fun in London.
All right. Thank you. Bye, guys.
See ya. All right. Marcy Weiser, Live 105.
Yeah. Did you guys got a good thing going?
There you go. This is Oasis.
Oh, I've heard this. Evan? I don't know the name. Ricky Mistake by Marcy. Left her mic on.
It's Wonderwall.
This is nice.
You're gonna be the one to save me. Yeah,
I ain't mad at it.
You're my one who
won. I ain't mad at that. Yeah.
All right.
She's
what are you most worried about with the Warriors? No, this is what I...
I'm done discussing sports.
Well, I was for the first half hour. Now I can get back into it. The question I asked Evan and you this.
Okay.
What are you most concerned about with the Golden State Warriors? Oh, no, not Warriors. Forget Warriors. Right. They stink. We know that.
Right.
No, I'm just kidding. What's your biggest, if I were to ask you, what's your biggest Bay Area sports concern?
This is real.
And then what are you most optimistic about in Bay Area sports? I'll throw the number out. 888-957-9570. You can call in for two reasons. One is your biggest Bay Area sports concern, and then we're also going to appreciate my partner today. He's the main man. He's the guy that, he's the straw that stirs the drink.
So that my coworkers slapped me up on the wall.
Well, you know what? And I used to tell my mother this. She never bought it, but I believe it's true. The people you take most for granted are the ones closest to you.
Wow.
And so
I kind of feel that.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's like you are so rock solid with a positive attitude day in and day out that we just expect it now. And it is listen, it's unfair. It is unfair that I'll just speak for myself, you know, that I just take it for granted.
That's so like it, but it's working. I'm feeling that.
I'd like to tell you that one thing I appreciate about you is your constant energy, your positivity, and the fact that, thank God, sometimes, when it's a slow sports time, you and me can have a conversation that doesn't necessarily have to rely on sports.
Yeah.
So
the essence I am the system of this show.
Goo, yes, you are.
Yeah.
You are the system of this show.
We know you're trolling, but
I'm
working.
Not trolling.
Like Evan, I'm feeling good now. I'm
not
feeling
trolling.
Better.
I'm not trolling.
Because I take a lot of people I have for granted, and then when something pops off, you're like, damn, I didn't tell him or her how much they mean to my 24 hours a day on this earth. But to answer your question, can I go negative first?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hold on. 888-957-9570. Your biggest Bay Area sports concern. And then if you want to give a guru appreciation or a shout out, what is it? What is it about Guru that we love so much?
See, now that's we're going too far.
No, we're not. No, we're not. And here's why we're not. It's because you make me mad at times.
But I
still love you. And I think everybody loves you. And so, it's your day, Goo. Yeah. It's your day.
Austin, it sounds like all right. He's a brother, but let's take a black man to lunch today, Stoney.
Who's a brother?
Austin in San Jose. So he said, Stoney, is this take a black man to lunch today? Because you're putting it on thick, and I love it. I'm here for you.
2:30.
Yeah, 2:30. But
Stoney, you're laying it on too much for you? Yeah, that's BS.
No, you put me in a better mood. So did Marcy, but yeah. You get on my nerves, like, no matter what happens, if they fired us today, I mean this, people. Yeah. Oh, he talks to you like this. I let you talk to me like that because I know you're a true blue and I'd break you in half in 2 seconds. But Stoney, seriously, you are my dude, man.
You know what? If you brought it up. You know, if we get fired today.
I mean.
We'll just take this act on the road. I mean.
Or YouTube.
You know what? And I don't want to speak for you, but they can't fire us. They can't.
Well, they can't.
We're too big.
We're too big. Evan, they can't.
Nah, right. We're too big to fail.
Hey, before I answer the question,
yeah, we'll never
I laughed
the question.
On my way to work. Evan, you don't know where I'm going, and Stoney, you don't either. Why, when I kept saying this one phrase this whole week, why did it put you in a sour mood or hot rocks when I said as a show, we're putting up numbers.
Shut up! Would you stop
but
it?
I laughed out. Why does that bother you?
Because you gotta be a man of humility.
But I think those days are over. If nobody's gonna blow our whistle, we gotta blow it. I'm sick of being nice.
Well, I'm sick
of
being mean.
When we get them. We're putting up numbers.
I'm sick of being mean.
But you know, I look at you.
But that's what I mean. Like, just. You know, it's
I
like
hear I hear you.
You know, like would I ever say something like, "Hey, Goo, I was a pretty good college basketball player at Division III level."
Well, you actually, do it monthly. You Never do it mind. All the time. Come on, baby.
You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
That's great.
Anyway, so what do you love about Goo? All right, let's get back to the question. What's your biggest Bay Area sports concern? What team and what issue? And you want to go negative first?
Yeah. Well, just concern. I'm born and raised, bred here in the Bay Area. I have love for the San Francisco 49ers. I feel like I'm employed by them because we talk about them, and rightfully so, on this station like we do other teams. So I got three jobs. And, Stoney, I'm telling you, man, why I was so disappointed for the Niners, even Kyle and the organization, is they've built something. And it started in 2019. They got to the Super Bowl. They've been to multiple Super Bowls. They've been to multiple NFC championship games. And what I keep telling you guys every time I step on the mic is tomorrow is not promised. That's life, and that's also sports. But how and what I don't see on this Niner defense, Ayuk being in sick bay, Deebo, who was once this offense, is Jetson to Washington – And right now, partner, Brock Purdy got his bag. I feel like he earned that bag. But what are you getting with that bag now? And my point is, I can't wait for week one as they open up in Seattle in this season. All that to say is, Stoney, I think the best, better days are behind this team. I hope I'm wrong. But, man, how could somebody be sitting here with their chest out if you can't pick their schedule and say the Niners are still Billy Badass? I just feel like they got to hit a soft reset.
You don't feel like they did that this offseason? Kind of letting go of the veterans that they felt underproduced and then going with a lot of younger guys probably that they drafted this year?
Well, I like the question, but what if I told you, how's McCaffrey going to react those knees and
well,
the thigh?
Well, they got question marks. You're okay. Right about that.
And what's going on with Juwan Jennings? And if you pay him, is he really a number one? He's your number one.
Of course he's not.
See? So I'm just like, what are they? And I'm just wondering where they're at right now. Like, I'm being real. They have been good, meaning bad. They should have a ring, man. Well, and I think when you have a ring, you buy yourself time. And the fans are fed. You know, they've eaten. So it's like, okay, go hit that reset. We're here. We ain't going nowhere. But I hope this isn't the best chance that they've had has passed us by. I really mean that. Like, how confident are you in them right now? I know you're big on their schedule.
I mean.
But how dare you say who they're playing when they might be who they're playing?
They're a 10-win team.
You think?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I was kind of looking at it through the prism of can they win it all?
Well, I think I told you how I view the NFL playoffs is 10 wins gives you a shot at the Super Bowl.
Just
if you can get into the postseason.
Yeah.
So,
do you think that's strong or you like, goo, that's valid?
On paper, this doesn't look like as good a team as. Wow. Well, I mean, on paper, it doesn't look as good as last year's team, but it's going to be better than last year's team, you would figure, because their health will probably be better, but I don't think they're as good as. 3 years ago and 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know who would think that.
What do you do with Juwan?
Well, first of all, he's
third and Juwan.
He will be reporting to camp next week. And then I think we got to play it by ear at that point. Is he going to hold in like Brandon Ayuk? How's he going to handle it? I guarantee you this, the media will. See, he doesn't like to do media. Juwan Jennings, and he's going to have to, and I think that's going to be kind of interesting to hear because we can find out really where he's coming from, and what he wants. But you know, Juwan Jennings is a fair thing for you know to be concerned about, and the Niners as a whole.
How about Brock Purdy? I thought he regressed a tad bit last year.
Yeah, I'm not worried about Purdy. I do feel like, I mean, he might get better. He might. Regress a little bit, but I think we know who Purdy is, right?
Can you win the game because you got Purdy?
I don't know if he'll be the sole reason you ever win a game, but he could be. He's not going to be the reason. He's not going to be the single biggest. Well, he might be. I'm just saying that he's still got enough weapons around him. And I'm not, like, I feel like I know when you stack up the 49er players, I feel like going into this season, I know more about Purdy than McCaffrey, if you want to do it that way.
No, I'm not mad at you, but for the people that think this division is going to be a cakewalk, it's not. Sam Darnold at the helm, he had a better year, and so did his team, than Brock Purdy and the Niners. But, I mean, he's at the helm. You got Matt Stafford that's one bad run play away from or pass play away from the NFC Championship game, and Arizona had a better draft, and you got Kyler Murray. So, I'm just, like, it's not going to be easy as I think people think. How about that?
That's fair. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's your biggest Bay Area sports concern, and what are you most optimistic about in terms of Bay Area sports? And let me start it out. This is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. From the 510, Guru, simply put, your ebullient enthusiasm is infectious. That's why we love you, bro.
Oh.
Every day I drive by the house delivering and I see Norm and I give him the UPS horn honk. I think, wow, how lucky that guy must feel to have a son like you. I'll be at Alvarado Park tomorrow to say what's up.
Wow.
And to drink all your beer.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that's Demetrius, right?
Yeah. New vodka. I'm taking some new vodka.
Good call. All right. That's what we're looking for today. Guru Appreciation Day. He doesn't need a wall. All right. It's our final day of the All-Star Week Prize Blowout. It's the last one of the week. And it will be a Warriors prize pack, and it includes a hat, t-shirts, a bobblehead, and a collectible pin. All you got to do is listen at 12:30 to learn how you can win. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
I'm pregnant with this next take. I want to get off.